Mega Millions winner files lawsuit over second ticket. Roughly this time last year, there were two tickets purchased in California for the Mega Millions draw that matched the jackpot numbers and split the prize of $394 million. While one half of the jackpot has already been claimed, the California Lottery recently announced that the unclaimed second half could be allocated to public schools if no claim is filed by the deadline. To the surprise of many, the winner of the first half, Faramarz Lahijani, has filed a lawsuit asserting that he also holds the second winning ticket and is entitled to the entire jackpot. Longtime player claims second half of jackpot. Lahijani, who has already received $197.5 million, claims he purchased two identical tickets with the same numbers he has used for 30 years, 21, 26, 53, 66, 70, and the mega number 13. According to People, Lahijani filed his claim for the second ticket before the December 2024 deadline and submitted a lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court last Friday. The numbers, Lahijani explained, were chosen decades ago by his children. He alleges that both tickets, bought at the same location, belong to him, making him the sole rightful winner of the $394 million jackpot. Missing ticket adds complexity. Despite his claims, Lahijani has been unable to locate the second ticket, which poses a significant challenge. Nevertheless, the lawsuit asserts that the California Lottery is aware the two winning tickets are linked to the same numbers. Lahijani contends that the lottery possesses enough evidence to verify his status as the rightful owner of the entire jackpot. Lottery officials have yet to comment on the lawsuit, and there have been no hints as to how the situation will be resolved. Typically, lotteries require a valid ticket to award any winnings. Without the second ticket in hand, Lahijani's case may face significant hurdles.